State Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse and State Representative Lee Nearison of Westby have had ongoing talks with La Crosse area officials about heroin's devastating effects, so it wasn't out of the ordinary for them to attend the county's heroin task force meeting. But Representative John Nygren of Marinette made the trek across the state to hear how local officials are coming together to tackle heroin. The assembly recently passed a package of bills authored by Nygren aimed to combat heroin and better treat people who are addicted. Nygren's daughter survived a heroin overdose a few years ago. At the La Crosse meeting, Nygren actively took notes and pressed to learn more about local issues with prescription drugs. He says he's taking what he learns at this and similar drug task force meetings back to Madison to craft more legislation.
I am not naive enough to think that any of the bills that we will pass are going to be the silver bullet to stop this. So this is an ongoing battle, and unfortunately the successes are difficult to measure. Unfortunately, our failures are pretty easy to measure when people die.
Keith Leese is the Heroin Task Force co-chair and executive director of Cooley Council on Addictions. He says the legislature's bills have raised awareness about the heroin problem, and he's happy they may pass the Good Samaritan law, which provides immunity to people who report overdoses.
That's going to play a large role across the board, you know, from all of our areas of focus, if it goes through and is signed by the governor.
The state Senate will take up the heroin bills in February. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.